Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day. Worry, worry, worry. What do you worry about? Written by Deb Weekly. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you are with us. We are so thankful that we do not have to worry about a thing. We do not need to be afraid. We do not need to even feel anxious, Lord, because you are with us. Lord, I pray for every single person listening today that you would calm our anxious hearts. Lord, if there's anything that we're feeling fearful or anxious about, Lord, that you would calm us. And Lord, I pray that we would just turn our hearts to you right now and that you would teach us something through this devotion that we would remember for the rest of our lives. Lord, help us to know of your wide and long and high and deep love. And Lord, I pray that we would be just resting in that love today. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." When my children were babies, I worried about them dying in their sleep. When they were toddlers, I worried about them getting really sick or having a serious accident. When they were in elementary school, I worried about my complete inadequacy as a mom and felt like I didn't know how to raise my children to be Christians. When they were in high school, I worried about them turning away from God or not following Him. Worry, worry, worry. What does it accomplish? Nothing. It causes sleepless nights and days filled with dread. Worry steals our joy and allows Satan to gain a foothold in our thoughts. I struggled with worry and anxiety so badly it stole my joy. When I focused on the bad things that could happen, I hardly noticed the good things right in front of me. Jesus tells us specifically not to worry about tomorrow. I love the story from Corrie Ten Boom about how God gives us grace one day at a time. When someone asked her how she could have endured the persecution and suffering she went through in the German concentration camps during World War II, she said she had the unfathomable grace of God to help her. Corrie said when she was a little girl, she would travel on the trains with her dad quite frequently. He understood that she did not need her train ticket for their journey until right before she stepped onto the train. He gave her the ticket just at the time she needed it. She said that God's grace is like that train ticket. We don't get it until right when we need it. So when we worry about tomorrow and all of the things that could go wrong, we don't have God's grace to help us because we aren't there yet. We stress and stress to no avail. It doesn't help. In fact, worry only hurts us. We can't do anything about tomorrow anyway, so why not trust God for today and live in the moment? Matthew 6 verse 34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." God has given us everything we need, His power in us, His word, and His grace one day at a time. He knows we want our kids to follow Him and love Him all the days of their lives. God knows we have financial, marital, or health issues. He is a good, good Father and will help us through whatever we may face. With love, Deb and the Help Club for Moms team. Let's pray. Jesus, we are so thankful for you. Lord, I pray that today's devotion will have encouraged my dear friend. I pray that she will feel confident knowing that she doesn't have to worry about tomorrow. She can simply say, "Give us today our daily bread." Lord, the daily bread of wisdom, the daily bread of protection from evil, the daily bread of financial provision, the daily bread of help, the daily bread of blessed relationships, the daily bread of helping her get all of her things done. Lord, just let her relax and rest in you and just think about what Corrie Ten Boom said, that your grace is for today. And Lord, you're going to be in our tomorrows too. You're going to help us when we get there. But today, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord, give us today our daily bread. Help us to walk with you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, so much of the Lord's Prayer is just promises and things for us to think about each day. Lord, I pray that we would rest and have peace in our homes and know that you are going to take care of us. Come, Holy Spirit, into each home represented here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today. I wanted to remind you guys, we start our study on January the 30th, and we're going to have an orientation week next week that will tell you all the ways that you can go deeper into your studies here at Help Club. And we're doing the Help Club for Moms book and the Help Club for Moms companion guide, and you can buy them both on Amazon. And if you've already purchased your books, remember, you can go to myhelpclubformoms.com and you can get free videos and printables. They're so beautiful. Don't miss out all of the free things that we have for you there. And most of all, know that we love you. We're praying for you every single day. Have a wonderful day. God loves you so much and you are not alone. He is with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.